Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. What a beauty. Spring here. Not in North Dakota. This is why we're here in Los Angeles. Sunny Malibu. I'm sure the Southland is sunny and gorgeous today. Spring, you start thinking about your liver. You flush out that gallbladder. But we're not doing the show on that. We're doing the show on something I've been meaning to nail to the wall, and I'm going to do it today. I may have to do two shows on this. I want to set the story straight on the glandular system. I don't want you running around with notions about adrenal, thyroid, pancreas, thymus, testes, ovaries, that simplify it to the point where you're not going to get the bang for your buck. And that comes down to fundamentals. So let's start, for those of you familiar with the term adrenal gland, thyroid gland, thymus gland, ovaries, testes, what I want to do is move you away from the idea that your obligation to your glandular system ends by taking an herb. It may begin with taking an herb, but the real art to the herb. So I want to deepen your understanding of a process here. The real art to herbology, to using an herb to help a gland, is to get the fundamentals aligned with the herb so you can get the higher chemistry out of the herb. You have to understand, when we talk about the herbs, some of which we'll mention today, which affect the entire glandular system, we don't even have the chemistry to understand these things. We just know through clinical experience that these things work. Now, yes, if you study the pharmacology behind many of these herbs, there's very hard science behind it, much of which I'll spare today, some of which I'll get into. But my point is, you must align more fundamental systems with the herb. If you do, you'll get way more value on your dollar. And dollars are hard-earned, are they not, my friends? Okay. First concept, when we say glandular system, we mean the neuroendocrine system, endocrine, glandular. Those two terms we want to almost make synonymous here. And the reason when we say glandular system, we say neuroendocrine system is because you cannot separate the effect of the nervous system, of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nerve supply. You cannot separate your energy centers. You cannot separate your energy control centers, which are not invisible entities. They are live nerve bundles in your guts. You cannot separate them, gang, from the gland. If they don't affect the gland, if they don't resonate to the gland correctly, you do not work. So I want to give you a sense of chain of command, first of all, so you understand what's at stake here when you say, oh, gee, do I need adrenal complex? Oh, gee, do I need something like rhodiola found in a product called adaptogen? Do I need red reishi found in a product called reishi immune complex? What really is at stake here is there's a chain of command, and it begins way up in the top of your brain in an area called the hypothalamus, lodging off and sending information to your pituitary, sending information to the target gland. And this chain of command is where your understanding of these fundamentals are going to play a critical, critical part. So you're not just taking a capsule or drinking an herbal tea to help a gland. What you're doing is beginning a journey where you engage with your neuroendocrine system, and that includes brain, spinal cord, and nerve plexuses that some people in the more esoteric fields call chakras. But chakras are nothing esoteric. People attach to these beautiful nerve plexuses colors and meanings and poetry, and all these things are wonderful, and in a sense they're true. But don't ever think that when we say energy center, that you can't dissect open a body and pull out that energy center and look at it. How about the celiac ganglion? How about the superior mesenteric ganglion? How about the inferior mesenteric ganglion? How about the thousands of miles of parasympathetic and sympathetic nerve fibers that I've dissected out of hundreds of bodies as any neuroanatomist would? How about that? How about the fact that none of these things that we say when we say energy are not rooted deeply in physical material in the body? So when we say glandular system, when you say, gee, I wonder if my adrenals are stressed, or I wonder if my thyroid's low, or I wonder if my thyroid's high, or I wonder if my testes are putting it out like they used to, or I wonder if my ovaries are blocked, or I wonder if my ovaries are regulating correctly, or I wonder if my thymus gland is pumping out lymphocytes or killer T's to make sure my immunity is primed. When you say anything about a gland, the pancreas is a gland. The pancreas secretes insulin. That's the endocrine function. The pancreas is also an exocrine gland, and those are the pancreatic digestive enzymes. So when you say gland, you mean something much, much, much deeper. That's what the next 55 minutes are about. StraightTalk.cc. If you're new to the show, that's two T's, not .com.cc. Get to the website, please. If you're listening to the show on the radio, please, please, please investigate the computer. I've got 42 hours of shows already. We're starting the Medici Library soon, where I'm going to take books, books that you should read, and I'm going to tell you why you should read them. And I'm going to pick out the most important pages on those books and sum them up for you to translate, and then you're going to decide whether or not you want the book or not. And if you don't want the book, great, because I'm going to have hundreds of books in there to get you educated, and that's what this show is about. That's what the website's about. But if you can't get to the website, you have to only listen on the radio, and I teach a lot of stuff, as you well know, which is why I'm always repeating myself, which is fine with me. But if you're on the computer, you can access the shows endlessly. You can listen to them in the car. You can listen to them at home. If there's something you don't understand, you can keep repeating it. Please, please, please get the computer. I work with my tech guys to make sure that if you have a problem, we get back to you. We'll get back fast. So use the facility. All right. The main point. When I say neuroendocrine system, I mean my reserve system. All your glands are reserve. I know you're sitting there going, gee, I don't think I have a problem with my glands. Don't think that. All people need to cultivate their front lawn, right? You may have a beautiful front lawn, but you have to maintain it. You may have a gorgeous car, but you have to maintain it. Your car may not be at the auto mechanic or the body shop, but you may be waxing it this morning on this gorgeous day. So the point to you is, everyone has to be concerned, because the neuroendocrine system is your bank account. It's your reserve system. It's exactly what you're going to use in times of stress. And does anyone not have stress? Many other medicines have understood this, not just Western medicine, Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine. They call it Jing. J as in Jane, I-N-G, your Jing. Your Jing is your reserve. Austin Powers. Yes, Austin Powers. The spy. Mike Myers from Saturday Night Live. Remember the big fat guy in Austin Powers 2? I can't say his name on the air. Fat something. Played by Mike Myers. Remember the fat guy? And he sticks Mike Myers with a hypodermic needle and steals his mojo. And then what happens to Mike Myers? You remember that. Some of you do. See that movie if you have it. It's funny. Mike Myers loses his mojo. in the film. That's his reserve. That's his neuroendocrine system. Now, what happens? Principle one. When we lose the mojo, when you live in reserve, when you dip too deeply into the bank account, you burn out all your glands. And where does the body steal energy from once the glands are aching? It steals it from the bone. No, this is not going to be a show on bones. But everything's connected to everything, just like everybody's connected to everybody, just like we're all one. When you dip into your reserve, you steal your energy from the bone. Oh, the doctor told me I'm osteoporotic. I can't understand why. Let's expand this concept just for 2 seconds of osteoporosis, osteopenia, bone loss. It just means you're dipping into your reserve. What herb do you take to get out of it? I'll tell you what herb you take. You take all the herbs and none of the herbs. You get healthy. You make systems in your body work. You spend your hard-earned money on herbs to make systems work. And those systems will make your body work. And then your body won't have to steal energy from the bone. I know I'm shifting your consciousness on this. I can feel it. You're in bone loss. What herbs should you take for bones? Yes, vitamin D. Yes, you have to balance your hormones. Yes, you have to take ionized chiral calcium. All these things important. Don't stop there. The deeper concept is put systems in the body in alignment. If you're going to spend hard-earned money on herbs, put primary systems of the body into alignment to activate them so your body doesn't have to dip into its bony reserve. That's science. No one will argue that science. And that's a pathway. And that's a deeper, more comprehensive pathway. So, you're never going to say your adrenals, your testes, your ovaries, your thyroid, your pancreas. You're never going to talk from this point on simply about a single gland. Because the truth is, every gland is connected to every gland. There is no exception to that. If your ovaries are off, your adrenals may be off, or your hypothalamus may be off. Your pituitary may be off. If your adrenals are off, your thyroid may be off. So on and so forth. So again, I want to expand a concept even to the point where somebody tells you your adrenals are low. You know, those testes are just not putting out men. Do you realize how much low testosterone is exhausted adrenals? Ladies, do you realize how much problem you have with your ovaries simply because your liver doesn't work right? And high thyroid is more connected to your hypothalamus and pituitary than anything if you're hyperthyroid. So from this point on, when we say gland, you're going to think of the master gland way up there in your sphenoid bone, your hypothalamus, talking to your pituitary, taking a look at your pineal, up there in your skull. Then we'll drop to the thyroid, to the thymus, to the pancreas, to the adrenals, to the testes or to the ovaries, to the prostate if appropriate. You're going to think about the whole chain of command connected to your brain and spinal cord and your chakras, your celiac mesenteric ganglia. That's the new concept for you. Now, number one, no matter what glandular concern you have, your teeth and your bite, which I won't go into too much because I have already, but gland and bite are critical. Why? Because if the bite is aligned, then the sphenoid bone, which the master gland sit in, resonates correctly and sends information where that information is supposed to go. You can't prime a target organ. You can't regulate a feedback cycle between the hypothalamus and the pituitary if you don't have the correct bite. And if you're clenching at night, you clenchers out there, you're severely depressing your hypothalamic pituitary conversation, the lines of communication between your brain and your target gland, adrenals, thyroid, ovaries.